For IPM News, I'm Adrian Reitz. The late Clarence Shelley played a pivotal role in bringing more Black and Latino students to the University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign. The initiative to diversify the U of I campus, known as Project 500, began in the late 1960s, following the assassination of Martin Luther King Jr. In June, a portion of John Street was designated Honorary Dean Clarence Shelley Way as part of Champaign's Honorary Street Program. The street sign was unveiled September 14th. To learn more about Dean Shelley's legacy, I'm joined now by his daughter, Dana Vickers Shelley. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.
So before Project 500, so in 1967, only 372 of the over 30,000 students at U of I were Black. Thanks to Dean Shelley's work, over 500 Black and Latino students joined the student body in the following year. Can you give me some insight into how significant that was for the time?
Think about how Champaign-Urbana and many communities were and many universities were at the time. Many programs that in the 21st century we completely take for granted, in 2025 we completely take for granted, weren't even in place, weren't even considered at the time of Project 500. Through that program, students who were in Chicago, East St. Louis, from cities in the South and various communities across the country saw an opportunity to learn at an excellent university. And Dean Shelley brought both his educational background, brought his humanity, brought his leadership to the campus itself. So he was able to act as an advocate for the students, act as a connector to faculty and administrators at the university, and made a huge difference. But over the course of five decades, Clarence Shelley interacted with, led, supported, advised students from all parts of the campus, LGBTQ plus students, students with different learning styles, students who were indigenous, students from different places and spaces.
Dean Shelley's story has made the history books, but you knew him as a person, as a father. What was it like having Dean Clarence Shelley as your father?
We learned a lot. My sister Pamela and I learned a lot. We were very fortunate. Both of our parents were educators. Our dad, Clarence Shelley, was an English teacher in high school, the high schools in Detroit, before becoming a counselor at Wayne State University. Our mom was an elementary school librarian, and in fact, a graduate undergrad and master's level in library science. And so from both of them, we learned to be curious about the world around us, to be prepared to engage with people from different experiences and backgrounds, and to want to read and create and make a difference in our communities. They both advocated that. And our dad was very keen on making sure that we had exposure to a variety of experiences and opportunities, particularly when we moved to Urbana-Champaign with the university being there.
What do you hope future generations remember about Dean Shelley's legacy?
One of the things that his former students have shared and share with our family over the years and recently is how Dean Shelley would ask people as they were at various places on the campus, do you know where the library is? As a subtle encouragement to go to the library to study. So when I think of libraries and my dad's legacy, I think of places where people learn about the world around them, learn about people who are not like them, learn about leadership, and take their curiosity to newer heights than they might have ever imagined, and take their own personal and professional journey to new places where they can make a difference.
Dana Vickers Shelley, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me.
Thank you so much, Adrian.